Hi everyone, this is your host, Sam, and you're listening to Wiccan Witch of the South. Hi everyone. First off, I want to thank everybody for their patience with there not being an episode last week. I thought it would be kind of ironic if I talked about self-care and went against my best judgment for my own self-care and recorded an episode when I really didn't feel like it. But we're back this week and we're going to be talking about witchcraft and self-care. So for me, growing up in the evangelical church, self-care was not exactly something that was highlighted at all. A lot of the times you were just kind of told to pray more or read the Bible more. And if you hear a candle going off in the background, I have all my altar candles lit. So you might hear some popping and some creaking from the gods and goddesses, but that's what that is. Don't be alarmed. It's just my altar candles. But yeah, so I grew up in an environment where it wasn't normal to practice what people would call self-care. I mean, you were kind of told to dismiss stuff, and it ended up creating an environment where you didn't really pay attention to your emotions. You just kind of ignored everything. At least for me, it did. I always use the analogy of a crock pot, that I was taking all my emotions and I was pushing them all into my crock pot and just not really paying attention to them at all. And then one day the crock pot exploded and got stew, emotions of stew everywhere. So one of the things that kind of changed when I got into witchcraft was my ability to pay attention to self-care. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. But first, I wanted to try something different this week. And if people like it, you can tell me on my Instagram, which is @_WiccanWitchOfTheSouth_. I don't have any other social media right now. I do have a business email, so you can always email me there at WiccanWitchOfTheSouthPod@gmail.com. But if you like this segment, I might keep it up because I think it'll be fun to do. But I've got some oracle cards here, and I thought what we could do is have a bi-weekly pull where I just kind of pull a card for the energy for the next 2 weeks. So the deck that I have today is the Beyond Lemuria Oracle Cards by Izzy Ivy. I love oracle cards, and I just like cards in general. So I have enough to do this bi-weekly, trust me. In fact, this will just make me want to buy more cards. So if anything, y'all are feeding my addiction. So let me ask the cards. Let's see, what is the energy for the next 2 weeks? This is a pretty card. So the card we pulled is Stepping Through. It's got a beautiful illustration of a woman bursting out of a lotus flower, it looks like. And she's got some sacred geometry at her chest with like hummingbirds and butterflies. It's a very beautiful card. Lots of bubbles with little hearts in them. Some different flowers coming out of her sides. It's got lots of purple and blue undertones with a little bit of orange and reds. But the card is Stepping Through. Step in and step up all those dreams or projects you have been resisting. Now is the time to start, even if it's just one small element of the bigger picture. No more excuses or tomorrows. Whatever you've been putting off, the universe is now pushing you to make it happen. You may feel a little outside your comfort zone, but that's where the magic is. You may need to plot a course, invent a way through, or take a leap. Break it down, allow the puzzle to come together piece by piece through the courageous act of making a start. So that's going to be our energy for the week. I don't know. I love cards, and like that's one of my biggest weaknesses in Magic, is Oracle cards and Tarot cards. So I think that'll just be fun, some fun little thing to do, ever so often, just at the beginning of every episode that doesn't have like an interview or something. So hopefully that resonates with somebody. Looks like we're all gonna have some startup projects this next 2 weeks. That's kind of exciting. But I guess we'll go ahead and get started on the actual meat of the episode. So like I said, self-care was not exactly something I was raised into knowing how to do, and it took getting into witchcraft to kind of understand self-care and why it's important and how it can really benefit you as a whole. Now, I know for me, when I used to think of self-care, I thought of like what's really popular on Instagram and social media of like, oh, just go out and have a shopping spree. You deserve it, girl. Or like buy a face mask, drink a glass of wine, have a bubble bath. And while all those things are very great and good forms of self-care, they're not the only type of self-care that's out there. And I wouldn't say that's even the most important type of self-care. Because a lot of the times in magic, self-care is taking care of the spirit, not just the physical part, but also, you know, our insides, our soul, our spirit, the part of us that connects to the divine. And that was the part really that I ignored in my days as an evangelical. I think prayer is good, and that was one of the things that I had to kind of come back into being okay with, having left the church. But prayer is great. I mean, whatever you're praying towards, whether that be spirit or source or God or goddess, it is a great way to ground yourself. And that's really what it is. I mean, it's grounding. But there's so many more things that you can do within magic as self-care. One of the books that I love is The Witch's Book of Self-Care by Erin Murphy Hiscock. Now, I know we've talked about her quite a lot. Her book, The Green Witch, and I really hope I'm not misgendering her, so I'll just use, I'll use they pronouns. I don't want to misgender anybody. But their book, The Green Witch, is fantastic, and they also have a book about self-care, and I actually got this book after having a really big meditation where spirit kind of came to me and told me to buy this book. And it's very helpful. A lot of the things it talks about is kind of some of the stuff I wanted to talk about today, which is not only taking care of your body, but also taking care of your spirit. Because if you have, you know, a healthy mind and a healthy body and a healthy spirit, everything's balanced, and that's where you really want to get to. So one of the ways that you can help your mind is by grounding. And I think people ground in many different ways. Personally, for me, meditation is not something that I'm very good at. I can't quiet my mind long enough to be able to sit there. And I've had a couple of good meditations. I think that was totally from spirit. I don't think that had anything to do with me. But as far as self-care goes for the mind, I'm not very good at meditation. One of the ways I like to ground myself is tarot cards. I feel like tarot is a really good way for me to kind of stop and take a moment and shuffle my cards and get kind of grounded. And then as I'm looking at the pictures and I know the meanings in my head, everything just starts to kind of click. And if you know anything about the psychology behind tarot cards, I love psychology, so I know all about this kind of stuff, but the concept of tarot cards in the Jungian theory is they're all archetypes, and we all possess those archetypes within ourselves. And so we're connecting to the imagery and sort of tapping into our subconscious and really finding what we need to know about ourselves through those cards. So that's personally how I ground. But another way that I like to ground kind of fits into taking care of your body. I love ritual baths. I'm actually kind of sad because the apartment that I moved into only has a shower, so I don't get to do my ritual baths as much anymore. I love using Himalayan salt scrubs and anything with Himalayan salt in it, be it soaps or lotions or whatever, because Himalayan salt has a lot of good purifying properties. So not only is it good for your skin, but magically speaking, it's really good for like cleansing and pulling out negative energies. So one of the ways that I like to kind of cleanse myself of any kind of energy that I might be carrying with me throughout the day is using like a salt scrub or using a Himalayan salt soap or something along that lines. And I'll just like bathe and cleanse myself of any kind of negative energy that I might have attached itself to me throughout the day. Just kind of cleansing my aura and my spirit. And I mean, if anybody likes baths as much as I do, you know that taking a bath is like the most relaxing thing in the world, shower or otherwise. But that's just one of the ways that you can kind of take a moment in the shower and just kind of just be present. I think that's one of the things that I learned about self-care that's very important is being present. And that's really what meditation is trying to teach you. That's what any kind of grounding is trying to teach you is being present in the moment. So whatever makes you feel present in the moment, that's really what you need to focus on, whether that be tarot cards or reading a book or a bath or a face mask, right? Anything that's keeping you present and in the moment, that's what you really need to do for your self-care, because that's going to help you connect to yourself and go, okay, so why am I feeling a little bit anxious today? Or what happened today that could be affecting my mood in some way? That grounding is very important for self-care. Another thing people like to do is journaling. So personally for me, I'm not a huge journaling person. It takes me a lot to even write in my book of shadows. But that's one thing that I see a lot in the witchcraft community when it comes to magical self-care, is either like having like a gratitude journal where every day you get up in the morning and you just write like five things that you're grateful for. So it could be like as mundane as like, I'm grateful to have a roof over my house, or I'm grateful for my significant other, or I'm grateful for my family, or I'm grateful for my dog, or you know, whatever. It can be like little tiny things, because the thing is that gratitude, it's a mindset, right? Happiness and gratitude and contentment, it's all a mindset. And so if you put yourself in that mindset of like, I am grateful for the things that I have, then that's going to seep into other things in your life. You're not going to be as focused on the negative as you would be if, say, you woke up and go, oh my gosh, I gotta go to that job that I hate, or I have to like do all these things. I gotta take my kids to soccer practice, and then I've got like this PTA meeting afterwards. Also, if there are any witches out there who are PTA moms, like, you're my heroes. But like, just, you know, like things, if we're dwelling on the negative and we're constantly thinking of the negative in our life, we're gonna let that seep into our spiritual practices and how maybe we even see ourselves. One of the biggest changes that I made for myself was swapping my mindset from being very negative to very trying to be not like false positive. Now, I'm not saying run around and be like love and light all the time, because obviously that's just not the case. Things suck sometimes. Life is crappy sometimes, and it's not healthy to deny the things kind of suck sometimes. Like, for example, with last week, the fact that I didn't film an episode, I was acknowledging, hey, I've had a crappy week. I don't feel very good. I shouldn't force myself to film an episode when I don't feel like it. You have to acknowledge the negative to be able to take care of yourself. Some days are gonna suck, but it's looking for those silver linings and go, yeah, today sucks, but I'm gonna have a really awesome dinner that I like, you know, to make. I'm gonna get to eat mac and cheese tonight, or something like that. You know, looking for the silver linings and acknowledging the negative, I think, is very important. Bad things happen, but we don't have to dwell on them. We don't have to stay in that place. We can acknowledge it, we can accept it, and we can learn from it, but we don't have to stay there. So yeah, journaling gratitude in the morning, I think that's an awesome way. Affirmations are also really great too. I used to put affirmation cards on my mirror, and it can just be anything from so simple as like, I am loved, or I am powerful, or I'm strong, or I can do this. I think of like the little cat poster that's like the cats hang on the tree branch, and it's like, hang in there. That's kind of what I think of when I think of affirmations. But affirmations are very powerful. If you tell yourself something, it's going to give it power, and that's what you want. You want good things to have power. A friend of mine always says that the things that we put our energy in is the things that, you know, affect our lives. And so if we put our energy into positive things, that's going to affect our lives in a positive way. So I think that's a really good way to kind of center yourself in the morning is by journaling things that you're grateful for. You can also create vision boards. That's another thing that I've seen too that's really cool. I made a vision board in college, and it was the dorkiest thing. It was for like a class, and we were doing like where we wanted to be in 10 years, and it was so dorky. But you could do a more serious vision board, and kind of like things that you want to accomplish in the year or something like that. That would be a great thing to do on Witch's New Year. Another thing that I kind of touched on previously was the energy cleansing, right, with the Himalayan salt. You can also cleanse your space with either smoke or a spray or something of that nature. And that can really like help sort of break up the bad energy in your house and kind of bring in some new. I love Palo Santo for that exact reason. Because Palo Santo, it not only kicks out the bad, but it also brings in the good. While sage just kind of gets rid of all energy, it kind of resets the energy to neutral. So you want something that's going to kind of bring in that good energy too. So if you do burn sage, I would recommend like burning an incense afterwards, either like something really positive or calming, you know, something uplifting. You could do like, I don't know if bergamot came to mind, but like bergamot or lavender. Or I sound like I'm making Earl Grey tea, but just something really like powerful and uplifting. I also love to burn patchouli or frankincense and myrrh is a really nice one that I like to use for smoke cleansing. I do that typically on Saturdays or Sundays. I always burn incense on my altar. So that's something like really good that you can do in addition to kind of cleansing yourself, but not only like that, but cleansing your space too. I think, you know, a happy home equals, you know, a happy person. And talking about like the more mundane side of things, but like keeping a clean room or a clean home, I mean, it does kind of affect your mood. I've noticed that like on days when I feel more like sad and depressed, my house looks an absolute mess. So keeping your house clean and, you know, even if it's something as little as putting away the dishes, that makes you feel so accomplished. I don't know if it's just me and maybe that's just really sad, but I feel so much better when I get the house clean, when I just like pick up, you know, socks off the floor or like put away the dishes or something, you know, it makes me feel super accomplished and that always lifts my spirits. So like I said, I think there's a lot of different ways that you can incorporate different aspects of self-care into your life. I think one of the best ways to do that is having a kind of spiritual morning routine. Now, obviously, all of us have mornings that can't, you know, fit in a lot of different magical things. Like, we can't do a spell a day or something like that, you know. Some of us just don't have the time for that in the morning. I know I sure don't. But one of the ways that I like to kind of ground myself every morning is draw an oracle card and also talk to my deities through tarot. I think that's a really great way, like I said, to ground yourself. So that's something that I do. And for you, it may look completely different. It may be making a cup of tea with intention or taking a shower in the morning if you're one of those people that like to shower in the morning. I don't. I don't find that I have enough time to shower in the morning. But If you're one of those people that do that, maybe you can do your cleansing ritual in the beginning. Maybe you can kind of set an intention in the shower. Maybe you can set an intention while you're doing your makeup or drawing sigils under your makeup. I know a lot of people who do that too with primer. So that's something if you're a makeup wearer that you could do. But there's a lot of different ways I think that you can incorporate grounding and self-care within your normal day-to-day routine. I think another thing that we don't think about is self-care. It's taking a moment for yourself, and whether that's reading books or working out in a garden or just drinking a cup of tea, maybe watching your favorite show if that's your form of self-care, but also unplugging from the world and kind of taking a break from social media. I think a lot of times we can get really bogged down by seeing things on social media, and it can make us feel like we're not living up to an expectation that we've kind of set for ourselves. So I think unplugging is another very important part of self-care, and I think it's a very crucial part actually. Because then it takes us away from other people's intentions of what they think we should be and kind of pulls us back more into ourselves and focusing on ourselves. For me, having a routine both morning and night has really helped me a lot with kind of focusing on myself. And I know the other part of it is when we talk about self-care, I think sometimes we feel a little selfish. At least I do. I don't want to put words in people's mouths, but I do. I feel a little selfish, like trying to focus on myself and not really worrying about the outside world. But it's not selfish. It's not selfish to take care of yourself. Sure, it's in the word, it's self-care. But I like the analogy of the cup, right? You can't give from an empty cup. You have to fill up your cup first and make sure that you're taken care of first before you can take care of other people. And as an empath, that's something I've really had to learn over the years. I love taking care of people and I love being the mom friend. But sometimes I don't fill up my cup and then I'm giving from an empty cup and it's not really benefiting anybody. It's not benefiting the person that I'm trying to help because I'm cranky and irritable. But it also isn't benefiting myself. I'm not really gaining anything from pouring myself out for others when I really have nothing to give. So taking care of yourself, it's being able to show up and be the best person that you can be every single day. And that's really what life is about. It's about, being able to show up and give it your all and, just go through life and with joy and and spread that love to like everyone else. I think that's a really important part of my life is spreading joy to people. And I love making others happy. And maybe somebody else, their joy is something completely different. But for me, I love caring for people and I love having my circle of friends and my animals and caring for Mother Earth. And that's all like stuff that's really important to me. So that's, finding your goal in life and striving towards it, I think is very, very important. You can't do that from an empty cup. You can't give from an empty cup. So I hope if anything from this podcast episode today sticks out to you, that maybe you can incorporate it into your day-to-day life and your self-care routine. Maybe you don't have a self-care routine, and maybe this is the first time you've thought about creating one, especially within magic and stuff. Try to incorporate not only your spiritual routine into your mundane routine and just looking after yourself. I hope that maybe, this just gives you some ideas of things that you can come up with to ground yourself and just become more present in the everyday moment. I think that's one of the biggest gifts that I've gotten from magic is just being able to appreciate the little things in life. And I think that makes life a lot more like magical. It makes life more a lot more grand, and I have magic to thank for that. So I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. Again, I'm sorry for missing last week, but hey, I was taking care of myself, so I'm taking my own advice, right? I, as always, I will list books and references that I use in my description of the episode notes. I did just read here on the back. Erin Murphy Hiscock is female, so I was not misgendering her. Yay! but I will list her book in the description notes, and I'll also list the Oracle cards that I used today. I'll probably post a picture of the Oracle card that we pulled. That way, everybody can see, the card that we pulled for the next 2 weeks. But thank you, everyone, so much for listening. I've gotten a lot of great feedback on the podcast, and that makes me really happy. You guys mean a lot to me, all my listeners. Honestly, like when I started this podcast, it was just kind of a passion project, and I really didn't think that it would take off. But it's really taken off, and it makes me super excited that people are listening and actually gaining something from from the little things that I say and talk about. Hopefully we can have more interviews in the future. I have some of my friends I'd love to interview and talk with. I think that they would bring a lot of insight to the podcast. And I also have a friend of mine that writes books. So I would love to have her on here as well so she can talk about her books to you guys. I know she listens to the podcast, so I hate that I'm calling her out, but I'm poking you. I'm asking you to to come on the podcast. But I, like I said, I appreciate everybody so much for listening. So that was my sappy moment. So I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, blessed be. Bye.